Welcome to the Feeding and Leading Podcast, featuring Todd Fisher and Andy Taylor, a podcast for church leaders focusing on expository preaching, pastoral leadership, and ministry.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Feeding and Leading Podcast, and I am joined with Andy Taylor today. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Todd. How are you?
I am doing good. Doing good. Enjoying doing this podcast.
We're always doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we always say.
You know, right? I'm not doing good. I just want to say that. I'm not doing good.
Well, why are you not doing good?
You know, it's just I didn't sleep well. I kind of feel weird. Yeah. No. Actually, I'm doing good.
That's not a good time to be doing a podcast. You will be held accountable for what you say.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Okay. Know. So the previous episode, we talked about conflict that was interpersonal between people in the church. And
yes,
you as the pastor kind of have to be the mediator. How do we deal with that? So in this episode, let's talk about when people have conflict with the pastor. So the pastor has someone that comes to them, is angry, says something ugly. It's a direct kind of thing. Or the pastor hears about there's this group
saying stuff.
And they're saying stuff about me as the pastor.
Yeah, they don't like your preaching. They don't like the way you're leading. You said something. So you haven't visited this person.
Yeah. 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 So let's kind of dive into that one.
Okay.
How does a pastor handle that when people are upset with him?
Yeah.
So where would you start with that?
Okay, so the very first thing, somebody told me this a long time ago. I know that somebody's told you this a long time ago, is when this happens, the first thing you need to do probably is consider the source. Who is it that's telling you this? Is it somebody that you respect and love? Is it, not that you shouldn't respect and love everybody in the church. You should. But if you've been there at the church for more than a day, you might know who some of the people who regularly do this and what their motives are. Or it might be somebody that you know they love the church, you know they love Jesus, you know that they love you, and they come to you and they've got an issue with you or whatever. And you just need to consider who it is that's bringing this information or who you're hearing the information from. That somebody else or another group has something going on against you,
right?
As to whether or not you should pursue this any further,
right? So, when you're a pastor, you've been at a church a while. Let's just be honest and transparent here. A lot of churches have that member that, you know, when you mention their name, it elicits a lot of eye rolls from people. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, this person's always got to gripe and complain. So sometimes somebody may say something to you or about you, and if it comes from a person like that who really does not have the respect of the congregation or the ear of the congregation, you kind of have to just say on those, consider the source.
Yeah.
And then you don't make a big deal out of it. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill kind of type thing. If it is someone who is respected in the church, has the ear of the church, then that makes that a different thing, and I think how you handle that, you need to be more intentional, obviously, about it. Sometimes conflict with the pastor can be, like our previous episode, sometimes there's an easy solution to this. It could be, you know, somebody comes in and says, Pastor, you didn't visit so-and-so in the hospital when they were sick. And it's just a matter of, oh, but I did visit them. You know, and it was misinformation. You know, somebody out there said that pastor, and maybe that person said that because they don't like you anyway, and so they're just going to make the assumption that you don't care about people, so you didn't go to the hospital. And they come to you and they say that, and then you say, oh, but I did visit them, and you tell about the visit, and they walk out of there and go, oh, okay. The good thing about that is that person, hopefully, will go and set the record straight with whoever's disseminating
whoever else they've told. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes there's easy things about it. Other times, it's not. And maybe it's not just one person. Maybe it's a group of people. And so how do you do? Let's say it is a credible, respected, or a sizable group of people in the church that has some kind of ought against you, mm-hmm. You know, what do we do? What's the next step?
Yeah, I think that probably the first step there is to go to the person or the folks, whoever the lead person, if there's a group of people, whoever that lead person is, and to clarify what really is the issue. What is it that you're really getting at that's difficult here? Because if they're saying, well, we don't like your preaching, or we don't like the way that you're leading, or well, okay, first let's stop and say, could there be some kernel of truth that's in mm-hmm. here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
and then pursue that. And also, I think at some point you have to not take it personally immediately, because when we're criticized, I think we should all face up to this.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be defensive. Wait a minute.
Right.
I'm not doing anything wrong here.
Right.
Because I know what I'm trying to do, but maybe I don't see everything. All of us have blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that if we just kind of step back and don't take things personal, mm-hmm. kind of take a deep breath, don't get emotional, and then address the people or the person about what is the real issue that they're getting at, then we can get down to what is the truth? What is it that the issue that needs to be addressed?
Okay, so let's unpack that for a second. The motive. Sometimes people are they're going to say, I don't like your preaching. I don't like your leading. I don't like the way you dress, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
Just because there is something much more foundational and systemic going on here than the fact that maybe they don't like, you know, they don't like you. And so they're going to try to find something to hang you on. And well, let's pick his preaching. He wasn't as good a preacher as the previous pastor.
Yeah.
And those are more difficult, let's face it. If there's a power play going on, I have had this said to me more than once. You have had this said to you more than once. Most pastors I know have had what I'm about to say said to them more than once. And here's the statement. Preacher, I was here long before you got here, and I'll be here long after you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole deal, this is my church. This isn't your church.
Right.
And if you come in, and here's a thing, conflict with the preacher, many times it could be something of, okay, maybe he's not a strong preacher, or maybe he's not a strong leader, or that pastor has come in wanting to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
A pastor making changes is the source of a lot of conflict with the pastor. You know, I want us to do a new service or a music style or you name it. We all could just rattle off the list. So if it is this more kind of insidious motive, they just want to get rid of you, and so they're trying to trump up charges against you, that's a tough one. Let's just face it. That is very hard. And, you know, my advice I think to guys is – You just drill down even deeper into what you know you're supposed to be doing as a pastor.
Right.
When you got people that are just against you because they just don't like you and they think that, you know, you're taking over the church or whatever, you just keep preaching even deeper and harder. You keep visiting people. You keep loving people. You just keep doing what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
And listen, sometimes – you can step into a church and it's just going to be a hornet's nest.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be
honest.
That's right. But I've seen a lot of times, though, where a guy's walked into a church, his first couple of years were pretty rocky.
Yeah.
You know, but the guy preached the word. He poured himself into it. He loved those people. He visited the hospitals. He preached those funerals. And you know what? You do that in most cases. Yeah. Those people are going to learn to love you.
Yeah.
And if you got a couple of naysayers out there and the majority of the church feels like, you know what, I think we got a pretty good pastor here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the church members will police themselves on that deal.
That's exactly right.
And if you got five people over here that are just being, you know, ugly because they got some kind of personal thing against you,
mm-hmm.
and the majority of the church realizes, no, they'll take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me give you a couple examples here.
Yeah.
Is that cool if I do that?
Yeah.
I just want to give you a couple examples. So one of the first churches I was the pastor of, I was leading us to do some – I was leading us to relocate. And the church did eventually relocate.
Which is one of the most difficult things for
a pastor. Which you've done as well.
Yes. So it's very difficult.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And I had a woman in the church, an elderly woman, who was very angry with what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she approached me, and she was constantly giving me her anger. And she approached me with, the reason that your son is the way that he is, and I have a special needs child. I have a child who has autism.
Yeah.
She said, the reason why your son is the way that he is because the way that you lead.
Wow.
Okay. I tried to love that woman, right? But it did not change. It didn't change.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to change.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I had a guy at another church that did not like my preaching because he said I didn't talk about politics enough.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't talk about politics enough. In fact, he even said to me one time, you have the gospel in every sermon. Like that was supposed to be a critique.
Yeah.
Okay.
How dare you?
Yeah. So I just kept trying to love this guy and kept trying to love this guy. And I addressed him on some of these issues when he would bring them up, but it was always gentle and loving. And he was always cordial to me. All right. But his wife died.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did the funeral. And the relationship was 100 degrees different from there.
That's right.
Sometimes you're going to have opportunity to be there and minister and love people and those same people, and you need to stay in it for that, and it works out. And sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. That is exactly right. So to our point, when you're facing that kind of conflict, that the motive behind it is kind of to get rid of you. They don't like you. You just double down on what you are called to do.
That's right.
Okay, now let's take the other side of this. I had an old pastor tell me one time. He said, "You know, you may have 1,000 people over here singing your praises, and there may be one person over here saying boo, Todd."
Yeah.
And there are times when what that one person has to say, I actually need to hear.
Yeah.
I think pastors need to have a humility about this. When someone comes at you with you know, something you're not doing right, it's not good as a pastor to just automatically bow up on them, bristle up on them. Listen to it. Hear it. If it's not a credible thing, then you know you either do what we just said, you keep doubling down or whatever, or you speak the truth. You know, hey, listen, I'm not going to talk about politics in my sermons. I had somebody at Emmanuel complain to me the same thing. You know, you don't preach about politics enough, and my response was, you know, complaining that the pastor doesn't preach politics is like complaining that the chef doesn't spit in your food. and let me tell
That's
you, and let's just throw another wrinkle out here.
Yeah.
When you've been a pastor for 1 year, some of the things you can say, you can't say when you've been there 20 years like I had been.
And
just take that, let the reader understand on that. You know, that has to obviously be nuanced. I'm not saying go in there and be a bully. I'm not saying that at all. But when you've been at a church a long time, you have the relational clout, the pastoral chips, as we say.
Yeah.
But we always speak the truth in love. We never are ugly to people but here's the thing. This person over here, you know, it's like a Nathan and David. You know,
right.
Hey, what this person has to say, I may be guilty of that.
That's right.
And so we have to have a humility about this first to say, maybe I do need to work on some of that. Maybe I do need to do this.
And when that's the case, I think it's extremely important and appropriate to tell that person, I appreciate what you say. You had courage to come and tell me when all the rest are singing the praises. You had the courage to do this. If you know somebody's motives are good, you need to check that and realize that they had the courage to do it. And then if you are wrong, tell them
right.
how you can make it right.
Right. And even if they're wrong. Okay, like back to the back to the politics guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling a little bad for saying that. Even there, you stand your ground and say, look, I'm going to preach the gospel or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If it's something just kind of ridiculous. But don't burn the bridges.
That's
right. Don't be a smart aleck. Mm-hmm. Don't be a bully back to a church member, because it may be the exact same thing you just said. You know, this person, I had a church member one time early on at Emmanuel that came into my office and just let me have it over something. Okay. And I didn't think it was really justified. It was because I didn't show up at something, you know. And for a couple of years, it was just kind of tense, right? You know, we'd see each other, didn't really speak. And then I don't even remember what it was. It may have been that this person's, like you said, spouse had passed away or something. But I'm going to tell you, after a couple of years, this church member became one of my biggest fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it just takes time for everybody to kind of get to know each other.
Yeah.
And here's another podcast, pastoral tenure.
Yeah, right.
But when you stick it out at a place a long time, you get – there's a lot of benefits in that.
And the more problems and trials that you go through, the more chips that you're going to have in your pocket.
That's right.
Things like this.
That's right. So don't burn the bridge. Even if someone is not in the right, obviously – don't burn the bridge by the way you treat them or what you say to them.
Yeah.
Leave that open. Just be kind. But sometimes we just need to stand our ground and speak the truth and listen. But other times it may be that we need to hear what they say and we need to, you know, we need to take that into consideration.
You said something that's real important there. What was it that you and that person had an issue over?
I think it was because I didn't show up at something.
Okay.
You know, there was an event or something that they wanted me to be a part of.
So what I hear you saying is that you don't really remember.
Yeah, that's right. I don't really remember.
Right?
That's right.
So that's right. I think this is important for a pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor, you need to have a good forgetter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to learn how to forget. You know what? I was in an issue with that guy, and I don't even remember what it was.
That's right. That's right.
You need to have that if you're going to actually pastor people.
Mm-hmm. And this person I had the conflict with was willing to not have a grudge against me.
Right.
And I was willing to not have a grudge against them. And then it turned out to actually be a really kind of a sweet friendship that I have with a member of the church.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think controlling your emotions –
yes.
When you're talking with someone, and let's go back to our previous episode. I'm going to argue for being intentional and being quicker rather than slower. So somebody walks in your door and says, hey, you know what, Pastor? This person, we're all down there saying this stuff about you. Then I think if you can kind of verify, you know, maybe from another source, there is in fact these people talking about me, go to the people.
Yeah.
And again, not comfortable, not easy, not fun. And we're being real open and honest and transparent on this podcast. I'll tell you what, there's been several times where it came to me and so-and-so and this person was saying this stuff about me.
Yeah.
And I just went to them.
Yeah.
And the fact that I had the guts to show up and address them, you know what? I never heard a peep out of them again.
Hey, what do you do with the guy? Because we've all had this. What do you do with the guy who says, well, you know, there's people down there that are saying.
Yeah, and the people is their buddy.
Or him. Mm-hmm.
Or him.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, at that point, I just directly say, so what people?
Would you mind to share with?
Yeah, just share
with me some names. I would like to make this right.
Yeah, I want to go make this right.
And a lot of times they're going to give you the da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Okay, let's think about wrapping this up. Let's end it on this one. And you said this earlier, so let's finish this with this thing. You said earlier that we have to not take this stuff personally.
Yeah.
And man, if there's ever anything easier said than done, it's that.
So, Pastor, you're going to fail at it.
Yeah.
You will take it personally.
You know, it's interesting. when you pastor a church, somebody leaves your church and they go to another church.
Yeah. You're going to take it personally.
And then you kind of run into that person. Oh, don't take it personal, Pastor.
Yeah.
No, I'm going personally. You're going to take it personally. And when people have conflict with you and they're ugly to you, it's just like I said in the last episode, it takes a chunk out of your high.
Yeah.
And another thing about being a pastor and all of this is this conflict and then the next conflict and then the next conflict, it tends to have a cumulative effect.
Sure it does.
I mean, it's like layers, like a callus. And if a pastor is not careful, he will become jaded and stilted.
Right.
At the ministry, at the church, at everything. And it's important for pastors to be tired from doing ministry and not tired of doing ministry.
That's good.
And you can find yourself in that position. So,
you know, we need to cram one more thing in here, though. When you're being criticized, And we're telling you, Pastor, don't take it personally. You know who else takes it more personally?
Yeah. Your wife. Yeah. And maybe we'll do another podcast on
that. That's probably a good idea.
Do we tell our wife everything
you
know, that's said to us? And yes, sometimes, anyway, we'll talk about that one. But you're going to take it personal, and that's where your relationship with the Lord is just going to come into play. I mean, you got to take that to the Lord. You need an outlet if it is your wife or if it's a pastor friend, and you can go and say and just vent. You need to be able to talk about the conflict that you're enduring because it is hard on you. It wears on you. It takes a chunk out of you.
For sure.
And again, easier said than done, but one of the things you got to do there is – so many times what is negative gets your attention and your focus and the spotlight, when in reality you may have 10 times more really positive things going on.
That's
you
good.
May have this one person giving you fits in your church.
Yeah.
You may have 10 over here. For every one, you got 10 over here in the church that love you and appreciate
you. That's exactly right.
And sometimes it's hard to not remember those that love you and appreciate you. It's easy to only focus on the ones that are giving you grief.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to find a balance in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, before we check out for this episode, I just want to suggest to some guys, I always love to do this, some resources, but there's a book out there right now. It's a pretty new book called Shepherding Like Jesus. It's by Andrew Hebert, and that last name, the last names are hard. What is it with me and books? His last name is spelled H-E-B-E-R-T, Andrew Hebert, Shepherding Like Jesus. And it talks about, in this book, it has chapters about these last two episodes that we've done.
Really
good stuff. So,
good.
Man, this has been a great conversation.
Yeah,
Todd.
It's good.
Thanks.
I hope a lot of folks will be listening to it and be encouraged by it. So, all right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This episode of Feeding and Leading has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptist. Visit us at oklahomabaptist.org or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptist, advancing the gospel together.